From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States on Monday ordered 60 Russian diplomats it accuses of being spies to leave the country within a week. At least 17 other countries, including France, Germany, and Poland, are expelling more than 100 Russian diplomats. It's a concerted response to a nerve agent attack on a former Russian double agent and his daughter in Britain. This is White House spokesman Rod Shaw.
We want to work with Russia, but this type of an action cannot be tolerated. The United States is responding to Russia's action, as I called it, brazen and reckless. So this is a U.S. response. We want to work with Russia. The ball's in their court is with respect to how they want to respond.
The former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were found unconscious on a park bench. They remain hospitalized in serious condition. The expulsion order covers 48 Russians at embassies and consulates in the United States and 12 assigned to Moscow's mission at the United Nations in New York City. The European Union also took action against Russia Monday. Donald Tusk is the president of the European Council.
As a direct follow-up to last week's European Council decision to react to Russia within a common framework, already today, 14 member states have decided to expel Russian diplomats.
The EU has already recalled its ambassador to Russia. The North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is reportedly in China on an unannounced visit. That report from Bloomberg News, citing three unnamed sources. If Kim is in China, it would be his first foreign trip since taking power in 2011. This is VOA News. The United States